to call out and your cows are mooing and everything, you might say, well, I didn't realize it was so late. It's right on to
feeding time.
Feeding time. What about if you had some cows out in the pasture and you wanted to get them to come in from the pasture, how would you call to them to come in?
Here,
just call them.
What would you call out to them? What would you say?
What
about if you were milking the cow, was there anything that you'd say to her to make her stand still when you're milking her?
I don't know anything.
Or maybe
said so it.
So
I believe it.
Or maybe to get her to move a leg back. You'd say the same thing.
Yeah, I reckon so, just push her on the heel.
I guess that'd do it.
Right now,
that's where we are. I just put your hip on, push it. Mm-hmm.
Well, what about if you were calling a calf? Would you say anything? How would you call
a
calf?
Call a baby. Come on, baby, I'd say.
It's okay.
They come, too.
What about if you were plowing in the field with your mules? What would you say to them to make them turn left or right?
G for right and half off for left.
For left. Mm-hmm.
They okay. Know it too when you're flying.
What about if you have some horses out in the pasture? How would you call to them to get them to come in?
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
Okay. If you were riding a horse and the horse was standing still, what would you say to him to make him start moving?
Get up.
Mm-hmm. And if he was already moving, what would you say to him to make him go faster?
Give him a little tap with the line and say, go on, get up.
And if you wanted him to stop, you'd say whoa. Mm-hmm. What about, how would you call the pigs?
Pig, pig, pig.
I don't guess you know what he calls the sheep. How do you call your chickens when you're feeding them?
Chick, 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 chick.
And let's say if you wanted to get your horses ready to go somewhere, you'd say, I want to, or I need to do what?
Hitch him up.
Is that the same thing as harness them?
Yes.
Harness them. Mm-hmm. What do you call, if you're plowing, what do you call those things that you guide the mules with?
Plow lines.
Is that the same thing if you were on a buggy?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Or what about
you wouldn't say plow lines, you'd say my lines.
You're just your lines?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Or what about if you're riding a horse, what do you guide him with?
Reins.
And when you're riding a horse, you put your feet in the horse.
In the stirrups.
And if you have two horses hitched to a wagon, is there any particular word for the horse that's on the left?
I don't know. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard people talk about the lead horse?
The lead horse. I've heard that mentioned.
Yeah.
I didn't know. Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about if you're talking about, if you're telling me where I can find something, you might say, well, it's not right here near at hand. It's just a little.
But I think it's a little further over.
A little further over. Okay. It's been about 30 minutes. You probably want to get out of town.
I've got an appointment in town sometime late this evening. Mm-hmm.
Do you want to keep going a little longer, or do you want to?
Well, unless it's necessary, we won't. If it is now.
Well, okay. Let's see. Let's say if you've been traveling for a while and you're not nearly through with your journey, you might say that you still had to go before dark.
A good distance.
A good distance or a long way or something like that.
Long ways.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We're talking about if I ask you where I can find